one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone. I guess we say buongiorno.
No, buonasera.
Buonasera for tonight. Because this is, well, but we'll get to that in a second. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. It's an Italian show, I guess, tonight, because we had big news today in Major League Soccer for all fans of the Azzurri, the national team of Italy. One of the members of the national team of Italy, the current member, joined Toronto FC today. Dick Howard will have that breaking story tonight from Toronto. It is huge news for soccer in America. Joe's already decked. He's got his Italian jersey. He's got his Juventus hat on. He's already getting lined up to get season tickets for Toronto FC to see Sebastian Jovinko, the atomic ant, the newest player in Major League Soccer.
And like I told you, I have relatives over there. I can go and sleep there, then enjoy the game, and then don't have to worry about the traffic or nothing. I can just wait until everybody goes home and enjoy the atmosphere of the BMO Field.
And that is he's the highest paid player in Major League Soccer. We'll talk about that with Dick. Michael Lewis will also be on tonight. As always, we'll talk about the MLS draft and the biggest soccer convention in America, the SCAA convention. And also attended that, our first guest tonight, we'll be on and down in just a second, one of three guests this evening, the GM and head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lyons. We'll talk about the NWSL draft and all the new young ladies who will be joining the Flash in 2015. 7 o'clock, we'll have Gary Boughton of the Lancers on. Big matches this weekend in Baltimore on Saturday and home against Syracuse on Sunday. And then after that, we'll have, as we mentioned last week, recently retired Rhinos forward Matt Luzinaris will join us. Again, he announced his retirement last week. He'll have him on tonight to talk about that. And Joe Sirianni, of course, our host, is here, and he's, like I said, he's all excited.
I can't wait to talk with the coach of the Western New York Flash, because there are so many good things that he's doing, and I wanted to be the first one to congratulate him instead of having all the people asking why. Why did you do this? Why did you do that?
Well, we're going to go to him right now. Let's bring in Aaron Lyons, the head coach and GM of the Western New York Flash. His appearance brought to you by the Flash. The Flash's home opener is Saturday, May 2nd, against the Boston Breakers. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your 2015 season tickets. Aaron, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on, guys. You know, I'm sitting here on the edge of my seat just wondering who this Italian national team player is about to sign with Toronto FC. I can't wait the rest of the show. I need to know.
Well, we mentioned it's Sebastian Jovinko, the atomic ant, current member of the Italian national team, signed with Toronto FC today.
Oh, wow. Wow, I missed that part. That's great. Great for MLS.
It is great for
MLS. Yes, how much is making? 10 million.
About 250,000 times what we're making.
About a million times more than I make. But anyway, Aaron, obviously this was a big weekend for you in Philadelphia, the NWSL draft, and a lot of big-name college players were drafted by the Flash. It was six picks you guys had with all the trades you made, and we're going to go through all the players, but give us the just the general idea. What were you guys looking for in the collegiate market for players to bring into the Flash? What are some of the things that you wanted to improve on the Flash for this year with the new collegiate players?
Well, it was always we acquired the third pick, and it was always our intention to take Abby Dahlkemper, who we consider the best defender in the college game this year, out of UCLA. So we were fortunate enough that we were able to pick her at number four. We traded away Sam Kerr for the fourth pick, and it was our intention to pick up a replacement in the Carly Lloyd position at four. So we targeted Sam Mewis. We knew that that Brian would be gone, likely Killian would be gone, and Sam Mewis, who's already in the national team setup, training with the group. And tremendous upside. And then at six, we needed a left-footed left back, and she was the only one in the draft. She's a very, very talented player, and Jaylene Hinkle can get up and down the left side out of Texas Tech. And then Lynn Williams, who we think is one of the best strikers in the draft, is a very, very good upside, very athletic, quick, and strong. So, we've picked up four players who have added real depth and talent to our roster.
Well, let's talk about the first two picks, because you mentioned about Abby Dahlkemper. She's a four-time All-American at UCLA, started, I believe, every one but one game in her collegiate career. The only other player at UCLA who was an All-American four times is Lauren Holiday, who we all know what she can do on the field. But what is she, a central defender or an outside defender, or is she versatile enough to play both positions?
I think Abby's versatile. I see her best position at center back. I think that's where she's most comfortable, and certainly has played at UCLA. She's had a quite phenomenal collegiate career, and obviously the big step now into the professional game. But she's shown that she's got all the tools to adapt quickly and adapt well.
Yeah, she's a big time player. Of course, paired up with her, we've seen Whitney Engen and Brittany Taylor. And Joe, you're chomping at the bit to ask a question here.
Aaron, a simple question that maybe you can give our listener a simple answer. Certainly, you overhauling the team this year. Most of the stars that we had last year, they're all gone. And my opinion, when people ask the question, I reply to them, because he wants to win, and he wants to repeat. He wants to become the champion all over again, because most of the team are loaded with national team players. We only have two, and they'll be gone, but you get an adequate replacement. So am I correct in this analogy? And what do you say to the naysayer that say, oh, my God, what is he thinking?
Great question, Joe, and one that it's more not been brought up to me personally, but more a question of what people are saying or are asking around. But we have sent a signal that I think last year, it was a disappointing year for the Western New York Flash community, I think we aspire to be better than that. Finishing seventh isn't a disaster, but it's not where we want to be as a club. I had several players that on the roster that had been with the club for 2 or 3 years, 4 years in some cases, and I think they needed to freshen up, and we certainly needed to freshen things up and bring in some new blood and revamp the roster. To answer your question about the national team players, last year, Abby was injured for quite a bit of the season. So, yes, we're playing against other clubs that have three, four, five national team players. And, we had you know, Charlie was fit most of the season, the whole season, and then Abby was, you know, had a few injuries last year. So that puts things in perspective. But if I look back, I should have, you know, been more proactive after the 2013 season and brought in a little bit more fresh blood. And what I'm doing right now is with my technical director, Charlie Nomo, who's done a great job, is just, you know, doing what should have transpired after the 2013 season and now after this past season would have transpired, you know, is just re-blooding and, you know, refreshing the team.
We're with Aaron Kiwi Lines of the Western New York Flash, coach and general manager of the Flash. A lot of draft picks in the 2015 draft. And another name that, and if anyone knows women's soccer, knows the name Mewis. They know the name Christy Mewis, who is a current national team player, plays for the Boston Breakers. This is her sister, younger sister, her little sister, but you can't really say little because she's 5'11", as tall as Abby, and already a national team player. So, I mean, this is a woman who is going to be a star in women's soccer in this country for many years, barring any injuries. I mean, she's got all the tools and all the talent to be a major force for the Flash this year.
Yeah, we really obviously gave up a lot to acquire, you know, the fourth pick, which enabled us to pick Sam Mewis. But you know, we're excited about having her. Obviously, we've given away you know, a lot there to acquire this, and we do see a lot of potential there. You know, Sam's had a very good coming off a very good season with UCLA and very good individual season, and you know, obviously already gained experience through being involved with the national team. So it's a nice little pickup for us.
And you mentioned Lynn Williams. This is a woman who, from what I was reading on the Flash's Twitter feed, she played much of the season with a broken jaw. Is that correct?
Yes, I did hear that. Yeah, and she was still going up the set pieces.
This is a woman who scored numerous goals for Pepperdine, plays in the West Coast Conference, and again, like you said, she's very strong and very fast. So certainly a woman who can make some problems for opposing defenses, you know, when she gets her chance on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, great athleticism, the ability to get in behind. You know, she's technically sound. And, you know, it was obviously a young player. She's going to need reps in front of goal, and, you know, she'll learn a lot. But she has the potential, you know, if she comes in and, you know, well-prepared in the right frame of mind, which she will. And, you know, we're expecting a lot out of her, not only, you know, short-term, but more longer-term.
And
to get back to the roster situation, you know, the Western New York Flash, you know, fans and our community here should be excited about, you know, what we're putting out there. You know, four first-round picks, all with enormous, huge futures. You know, all of them involved in the U23 national team, and the next step from that is senior national team. It's not easy to acquire, you know, to get players into our market. You know, so we've gone this route this year because we believe this was the best draft in professional soccer history. So
I totally concur with what you're doing. I'm one of the ones that support your approach, and my next question before we let you go is, when this training starts and when do the players gonna report? Because Andrew and I want to take a ride to your facility over there and get to meet the players and you know, and make them part of our soccer kick in the grass on a weekly basis.
We're not on daily yet.
Weekly.
Yeah, we start, preseason officially starts on March 9th. We have tryouts the 6th and the 7th leading into preseason, so I'll probably take four or five players from our tryout directly into preseason with us on March 9th. And I just want to bring up the other two as well. At number 18, Tatiana Coleman has very, very good athlete and had a very good collegiate career, if you look at his stats, out of UCF. And also another exciting prospect is Sabrina D'Angelo out of South Carolina. She's from Welland, Ontario, but about 45 minutes north of Buffalo. And she actually grew up playing tournaments at Salem Sports Park.
Oh, that's so great.
You know, has family close to us in southern Ontario, and it's a nice little tie-in. And she'll be involved at some point with the Canadian national team, no doubt. You know, she has the quality.
Well, Aaron, it's going to be an exciting year for the Flash. We're looking forward to talking to some of these draft picks. We'll be doing that over the next few weeks, hopefully get them on the air and introducing them to the Rochester area and the Western New York. And we appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and we're looking forward to getting the season started. It's going to be a great year for the Flash, I'm sure.
Thanks for having us, guys. We'll also have in the coming two weeks, we'll have the announcement of three international signings.
Wow, so
good.
Three international signings. One is a world-class midfielder.
Oh, man.
You're teasing us, Aaron. You're teasing us. Well, listen to our show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, for all the latest news on the Western New York Flash. Of course, go to WNYFlash.com and follow their Facebook or Twitter feeds as well and get all the information. But you heard it here first, big signings internationally coming from the Western New York Flash. And Aaron, thanks again for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Joe Andrews. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
With Aaron Kiwi Lyons from the Western New York Flash. And coming up next, we'll be going to Toronto, the hub of the transfer market for international soccer this year. Dick Howard will be joining us. We'll talk about the signings of Sebastian Giovinco, Italian international, and, of course, U.S. international Jozy Altidore, also signed by Toronto FC in the past week. We'll have that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lancers have two big divisional matches this weekend, starting this Saturday night in Baltimore against the undefeated Blast with a kickoff at 6.05 p.m. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLiveSportsCast.com. Then on Sunday, the Lancers face Thruway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 4 p.m. The first 1,000 fans will receive an Andrew Hoxie mustache, and the Lancers honorary captain will be Rochester music legend Lou Gramm. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And since we're having such a tight show tonight, we're going right to Toronto and, as we've mentioned, the hub of the international transfer market. Dick Howard joined us. And, Dick, what a huge day for Toronto soccer and a huge past week for Toronto soccer. Not only signing Sebastian Giovinco today, but last week the announcement of Josie Altidore, U.S. international, signing with Toronto FC to join his teammate with the U.S., Michael Bradley. And as I said, Joe is going crazy here with Sebastian Giovinco.
The former Atomica, Joe, right?
Size,
competitive, you know, 5'4", but size is not everything, as we see with many players. Fabulous signing by Toronto. They really had to bounce back after the Jermaine Defoe affair, and they've certainly done it in spectacular fashion. But Joe, imagine $7 million, his annual salary, that includes marketing rights, shades of David Beckham. But it makes him the highest paid player in MLS history, and he's going to Toronto. And you know, Joe, the Italian community in Toronto are passionate about the game, and they've really not had too much to talk about ever since the alien days of Roberto Bettega. Remember that with the Blizzard? And Juventus?
Yes, Roberto Bettega, And let me tell you, Giovinco is 28 years old. He's going to turn 28 in a short period of time. I was watching La Domenica Sportiva last night. And, you know, the Italian press is really taking this in different ways. They look at Giovinco, which is a promising national player, as well as a Juventus star, okay? And here he's emigrating because he's sitting on the bench. And the conversation that I had with Andrew before that, the soccer is really taking a bad turn in many countries, not only in Italy, because, you know, the local team, they acquire foreign players and they got to play them because they're paying big salary. You know, just like Toronto is going to have to play Giovinco.
And you think that's the case with Giovinco?
Yeah, that's the case of Giovinco, because Giovinco's been sitting on the bench. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the last couple of games he put him in, and he scored.
He looked good against Verona, I thought.
No, they put him in toward the end.
And when he came on, I thought he made quite an impression in the game. I was watching the game against Chievo on the weekend.
Yeah, and you notice what Buffon did, right? Buffon, they had a ball, and instead kicked the ball, in the attacking zone, he kicked the ball on the sideline, so he would allow Giovinco to come in. There was a class move on Buffon's part.
So Giovinco is going to join Toronto FC in July, according to reports. So
July 1.
So I mean, this is the high. He will be the highest paid player in Major League Soccer this year. beating out Kaká, who was playing for Orlando City, the great Brazilian. But this is a guy who, it's very rare you see a player in his prime, a European national team player in his prime, playing in Major League Soccer. So, I mean, this is a real coup for Toronto.
Yeah, well, they play for the Azzurri, you know, and you're quite right. Most of the players are the other side of 30, aren't they, rather than underneath. And
exactly.
That says a lot. But not having, you know, seen him play as much as Joe, but he's obviously a very astute businessman, because I like this annual salary and marketing rights. And I mentioned the reference to David Beckham, because certainly within the Italian community, they are truly passionate about the game here in Toronto. It'll give them a new lease on life. I'd love to see the Italian papers tomorrow with regards to the news of this signing, because it really is fantastic.
In the Italian Corriere dello Sport, they got Giovinco. Giovinco says, ciao, Italia. I'll see you.
Well, Dick, the other big name that signed last week was Jozy Altidore, the great U.S. player, who's only, 25 years old, I believe, 25, 26 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
And Frank Michael Bradley, I guess, was a big part of Jozy coming to Toronto.
That's a very good point, Andy, because obviously he was playing with Jozy Altidore and playing against Giovinco. He was very, you know, very, very impressed with the fact that he's now playing for Toronto, because when he was with Roma, he played against him on quite a few occasions and was really a fan of his and knew of his ability. So the ability of Michael Bradley to, you know, talk about the players that are being signed, I think says a lot. He's highly regarded here in Toronto FC, and let's see when things happen, you know, when the season starts, but certainly it's two excellent signings.
Well, I can say this. I would say Giovinco signing with Toronto, I bet it means at least 2,000-3,000 people that they're going to go to the, you know, 2,000-3,000 people they're going to go to watch the game. And including us, including Andrew and I, because we know.
Yeah, well, that's certainly it. Soccer's a Kick in the Grass has got to come up here and see his debut game. I don't know who he'll be against, but that will certainly be quite the day. And he's unveiled, you know, and plays his first game for Toronto FC.
Well, the other big thing with that is that, you know, now you have two big stars of the U.S. national team playing for Toronto. So everybody in Western New York, who is, you know, we're only, you know, less 3 hours or less from Toronto, this is our chance to see two of the biggest stars for the United States. So it's going to be a great MLS season. But, Dick, before we let you go, we had Everton played today. We got to mention that. They played with a goalless draw.
You didn't have to mention that.
I'm sorry, well, there was a missed penalty kick.
You know, Jagielka, you've got Leighton Baines, you know, I think Leighton's missed one penalty kick in his career with Everton. Never misses, and Kevin Morales comes and takes it and misses it. They certainly had experience after that fabulous game against West Ham United, of course, in the cup replay. But that was a game it should have been won. And even still, Vester Stallone, he was delivering a message at half-time. He couldn't inspire Everton to a first victory because they were shooting scenes for one of his upcoming movies at Goodison Park, and he's a big fan of Everton Football Club, but that didn't even inspire them. So they've got to start winning. They've falling into that dreaded relegation zone.
That can't happen. We can't have Everton out of the Premiership. That's
and what a great win there at Swansea for the boys in blue. Andrew, geez.
How about
the boys?
We're going to go talk about that.
Well, the boys in yellow and black, or usually in red, were the big story, though. Arsenal winning for the first time against Chelsea, Man City or Man U over the weekend, and playing in Manchester against City. They won 2-0.
Great result. Great defensive performance I've seen of an Arsenal team for a long, long time. And that was the difference.
Well, looking at Troy, I mentioned Toronto's schedule. The first game that Giovinco would play would be in Los Angeles against Steven Gerrard and the LA Galaxy on 4th of July. Then the next game is July 12th against New York City FC and Frank Lampard at Yankee Stadium. The first game in Toronto would be July 18th against Philadelphia Union.
Incredible.
So mark your calendars down.
Those first two games, couldn't pick it better, could you?
How about that? Two big name teams, and you're going to see some big name players, and that the world will be watching Toronto FC. It's going to be very exciting. But Dick, we got a lot of things coming up, so thanks for being with us as always, and we'll have probably more transfer news next week. Who knows what's going to happen?
We will do, guys, and happy Martin Luther King Day, by the way.
Thanks very much.
Ciao, guys. Talk to you next
Bye-bye,
week.
Dick. Ciao. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Up next, we have two guests. We're joined by Rochester Lancers midfielder Gary Boughton. Two big matches for the Lancers this weekend. We'll talk about that with Gary. And then right after that, we'll be joined by now former Rhino Matt Luzinaris, who announced his retirement for pro soccer last week. We'll hear from Matt next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web with Adam Ant on SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni. So much you can hide. Put on a little makeup, makeup. Make sure they get you good side, good side. If the
words aren't spoken, get stuck in your throat. Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The Rochester Lancers have two big divisional matches this weekend, starting this Saturday night in Baltimore against the undefeated Blast with a kickoff at 6.05 p.m. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLiveSportsCast.com. Then on Sunday, the Lancers face throughway rivals the Syracuse Silver Knights with kickoff at 4 p.m. The first 1,000 fans will receive an Andrew Hoxie mustache, and the Lancers honorary captain will be Rochester music legend Lou Graham. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni and our paisan from Gates, Lou Graham. You'll see him singing. And Lou Graham will be the honorary captain for the Rochester Lancers this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock as they face Syracuse. He'll be signing his new book before the match. So be sure to come out to the Blue Cross Arena for that. And joining us now from the Rochester Lancers is the Buffalo Connection, Gary Boughton. And Gary's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK for the big match on Saturday against Syracuse. Go to ourlancers.com. And Gary, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. And Welcome back to the Lancers, too. I know you've been out for a bit with an injury. Why don't you tell us about that and how are you doing?
Yeah, it was kind of a freak injury. I partially ruptured a tendon in my knee and just needed I've actually been dealing with it all season. Played the first four games, and then one day in practice it got a little bit worse, so decided needed to take a few weeks off. And now I'm feeling good, feeling 100% again, and more than excited to be back out there.
And you had a great match, two goals against Syracuse on this past Friday, but unfortunately it was another tough loss by the Lancers, up 11-2 at one point, but losing 12-11 on a highlight reel goal from Ubi Parapovich, a three-point goal that gave Syracuse the win. And I guess, Gary, what was the mood of the team after that loss? It must have been a devastating defeat for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a somber mood in the locker room after that one. We felt that we played pretty well that game. We felt like in the first half particularly we did the things we needed to do. And it just, you know, the second half was a different game for us. They ended up creating some chances and capitalizing off of a few of our mistakes, and it was just at the end there with that 3-point goal. We still had some time left. We just couldn't really salvage it. And so, in the locker room after, we just, it was quiet at first. We were all disappointed, but we all realized that as a team we've got to rise up and get back on the horse and get out there and, escalate our play the next time we're out there.
Gary, this is Joe Sirianni. I just got one quick question for you. being back, now at full strength as far as your health is concerned, do you find, by watching the games before from the stand and playing, do you get a chance to really see for yourself where the mistakes are made? The way I saw it is that there was a mental lapse from the defense that create the disaster of losing for you guys to lose. It just did I see it the right way?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely harder to be able to break it down and see as it's happening, as you're on the field with everything moving so fast. But being in the stands at times, and this team this year, we do a lot of film study, so we do get a chance to see it from an overall perspective and see how the game moves and things like that, and where certain mistakes are made. And I'm sure we're gonna this week break down the game from Friday and be able to take a look at it. But it is a team game, so we can't really say blame it on one aspect really, because at the end of the day, in a team game, you've got to be able to be there to support each other and pick each other up. And if one guy makes a mistake, the next guy needs to step up and make up for it.
It is a team sport, and I wonder, classify Marty Marks by not pointing finger, just to say that when the team lose, the whole team lose, not partially.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely the case, and sometimes you see in all sports one person does make a mistake, but at the same time like we just said, it's about the team and the unit. And we need to escalate the way we're playing right now.
And this weekend is two big matches. You got going into Baltimore, obviously the last undefeated 12-0, one of the class teams of the league, and then a quick turnaround coming back from Baltimore, probably overnight, and then playing against Syracuse on Sunday afternoon. So, what do you guys need to do to get some results this weekend?
I think the biggest thing is we need to be a a bit more discipline in our movements, in our quality of play, and our finishing opportunities. And you know, obviously, going into Baltimore is always tough. And in the history of this team, we haven't been able to get a result there. You know, so where we're at in the season right now, we need to step up and prove that we can play with Baltimore, because we do have the players, we do have the ability to do that. And you know, in order to beat Baltimore, you have to do things Baltimore does well. And Baltimore is a very disciplined team. They have quality finishing and quality defending. They work hard. They block shots for each other. So if we can go down to Baltimore and get a positive result, you know, it'll make the trip a lot easier, and then hopefully we'll have an encore performance against Syracuse with back-to-back wins this weekend.
That'd be great. And Syracuse does play in Harrisburg on Saturday, so both teams are playing back-to-back, so there's no physical difference there between the rest period for the team. So, Matt, Gary, we got to let you go. We got Matt Lucenaris coming up next, so thanks very much for being with us.
You faded out there for a second.
So, Gary, we want to make sure that everybody know again, 4:00 is the kickoff on Sunday against the Syracuse Silver Knights. You can meet Lou Graham beforehand and get an Andrew Hoxie mustache if you're one of the first 1,000 people at the door. So, Gary, thanks very much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gary. It's Gary Bowden from the Rochester Lancers, and now joining us, the former member of the Rochester Rhinos and announced his retirement from professional soccer last week, and we said we'd have him on, and we have him on now. He is Matt Lucenaris, and Matt's appearance brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to the website at topnotchmonogramming.com. Matt, thanks for joining us, and I guess it's bittersweet. You know, we're happy that you know you're gonna be moving on with the next part of your life, but we're sad to see you leave in the professional game.
Hanging the boots.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, well thanks for having me. You know, obviously like you said, it's a bittersweet kind of thing for me as well, and I think for you know, for everybody who's been a part of this journey with me, or against me I should say. But you know, it's been a hell of a ride, you know, the last you know, 9 or so years playing, you know, overseas and, you know, domestically as well. You know, I can't really complain. You know, I was blessed to play up until this point. I would say I was blessed to stay injury-free as well, but, you know, really my only major injury was, you know, this past, you know, more, I should say 2 seasons ago now, you know, where I broke my leg. But, you know, at the end of the day, I feel I hit my max. You know, I think I served my purpose in the leagues that I played in. You know, the people that I've come in contact with, I fulfilled, you know, my need for that, and I fulfilled what needed to be done. And I think it's time to move on in the next stage of my life.
Matt, what do you take away from the Rochester community and the Rochester Rhinos?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question you ask. You know, the Rochester community as a whole has been extremely supportive and, you know, just really welcoming, you know, not only just on the soccer aspect of things, but in the community itself. You know, I think as all you guys know, I have my cancer foundation that I run, and, you know, the response that I get from, you know, our partners, you know, the Western New York Flash and Rochester Lancers within the community there with the foundation have been so loving and have been so welcoming, you know, and it's just been really incredible. You know, I still reside in Rochester. That is home for me right now. You know, I have a house there with my girlfriend, and you know, it's definitely going to be a place that I live for the next couple of years probably, and until I figure out, you know, or my girlfriend and I figure out where our next steps will take us. You know, but it's just, you know, besides the cold weather, it's been a really great experience, you know.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
For all of us.
Ben, was the decision really, was it predicated on the recovery from your injury that was the main reason why you decided to retire, or were there other factors that were more important than that?
No, there was other factors that were more important. I think the breaking of my leg and the recovery, that whole process from May 4th until really the end of my contract, that just, it made me make a decision more clearly. You know, before I broke my leg, you know, I think I've said this before, once before being on your show. You know, before I came to Rochester, I really considered stepping away from playing after losing, you know, my late ex-fiance, Austin, to cancer in 2012 after, you know, I finished up my season in Orlando. I really considered stepping away from soccer because it, you know, not only that instance, but just the things I've been through in my life have shown me more than just soccer. Obviously, soccer has also shown me, within soccer itself, it's shown me what communities are about. It's shown me what teammates are about. It's shown me what being part of really great organizations with, you know, the front office staff and the fans. You know, but I think I was just burnt out, you know, and I think before I really lost the love of the game, I wanted to step away from it on a good note, you know, on a healthy note. You know, I didn't this injury didn't stop me from playing. I made my comeback. I came back and played. I think a lot of people witnessed that. You know, I proved myself in a positive way that I could come back from such a horrific injury. And I did that, you know, and I think that was my end chapter of this book, you know, of playing soccer. That part of my life was to make that comeback. I made that comeback just like how I've made the comebacks before after, you know, my tragic losses that I've had in my life. And, you know, I think now it's time to write a new story.
Well, the website, if you want to see the organization that Matt is the president of, it's the Austin Everett Foundation, and the website is Austin, and it's spelled A-U-S-T-E-N, and Everett is E-V-E-R-E-T-T, foundation.org. And you can look at the work that Matt's organization does with all the different professional sports teams, from everyone from the Chicago Blackhawks to the University of Miami Hurricanes, the San Jose Earthquakes, the Seattle Reign, UCSB, the Gauchos, and all sorts of other great organizations that are part of Austin Everett Foundation. And Matt, you know, you're a class act, and we really appreciate all the time you spent here in Rochester and all you've done for this community. And we're looking forward to seeing some great things from you and in the next stage of your life. And we wish you all the best.
I appreciate that.
You're always welcome to come on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that, guys. Thank you very, very much for the love.
Thank you, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Matt. We appreciate it. And Matt Lucenaris here on Soccer's Kick in the Grass. Again, AustinEverettFoundation.org. Definitely check it out. It is worthwhile and a great organization supporting all these folks who have the terrible, terrible disease of cancer. In just a moment, Michael Lewis will be with us. He'll tell us all about the happenings in Philadelphia with the MLS draft. And we'll also have a little bit of news on a get-together of Lancers Wall of Famers this past Saturday, featuring somebody who was making his return to Rochester. So we'll talk a bit about that as well. Maybe not tell all the stories, but we'll give you a little insight next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. 2015 Flash season tickets are now on sale. Ticket packages are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers have two big divisional matches this weekend, starting this Saturday night in Baltimore against the undefeated Blast with a kickoff at 6.05 p.m. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLiveSportsCast.com. Then on Sunday, the Lancers face Thruway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 4 p.m. The first 1,000 fans will receive an Andrew Hoxie mustache, and the Lancers honorary captain will be Rochester music legend Lou Gramm. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joining us now is for our U.S. Soccer Report is Michael Lewis. And Michael's appearance brought to you by Faber Homes, 889-4840, or go to faberhomes.com. And the Claridge Design Center at Charlie Paul Plaza, also owned by the Bernie Iacovangelo family, 889-5800, or go to claridgedesigncenter.com, and center spelled the English way, C-E-N-T-R-E. And Michael, it's been a big week for you down in Philadelphia. You got the MLS draft, the NWSL draft, all the big names for soccer down in Philly. How did it go?
Never enough time to do everything you want. So in other words, it was a typical convention. You just try and do as much as you can. But I try to enjoy myself as much as I can. The tough thing was finding time to do some writing. But like I said, you got to budget your time as best you can.
Michael, the big news out of the draft, certainly for you and for New York City fans, the New York Red Bulls really got a coup. They picked up the Hermann Trophy winner, Leo Stolz of UCLA, who was drafted in the 18th position. I think probably fell that far because rumors are he was going to play in his native Germany, but he's been signed by the Red Bulls, as I understand it.
That is correct. In fact, he said he was only going to, he wanted to, pick his team, and he wanted to play for the Red Bulls, so maybe that doesn't make Major League Soccer that happy, but he got his wish and desire. Now we'll see if he could make the team on a, when I say make the team, break into the, let's say, suiting up a 18 more than anything else, and maybe eventually into the starting 11. But when you're picking that late and you've got the Hermann Trophy Award winner up there, and you know that he wants to only play in certain places, you grab him. You don't say anything else.
Well, certainly, one of the biggest things that we want to talk about, that we had a big reunion over here in Rochester. And if you would have been part of it, when you talk about reminiscing about the past, we certainly did this. We were lucky that Dev Sirkin, came to see his mom in Rochester. And we met with him, Andrew and I, and Francisco Escos and Nodoy at the public market over here over a cup of coffee. We must spend about 2.5 hours, reminiscing about the stories that, they were dear to my heart. That, sometimes as you grow older, you forget it. But when somebody brings something up, then it's just like you're living like watching a television screen. And Mike, let me tell you, you cannot believe the laughing and camaraderie and the things that we remembered. Andrew stood over there and I with his mouth open because he couldn't believe all the things that we were saying.
I could definitely believe it. There may be some things that I don't even know about. I didn't know everything about the team. It's funny, I ran into Dave at the Landon Donovan MVP ceremony that MLS had last Thursday before the draft, and I spoke with him for a little while, and it was great catching up to him for the few short minutes because there were a few other things we had to take care of that day, but when you get soccer players together who've been through the war in the trenches for a long time, there are some incredible memories, no doubt about it.
It is the thing that really struck me mostly, and the thing that I'm really proud of because I've been part of an organization that that have established a family that still is going to come back, and they regard their experience and with the Rochester Lancers to be one of the best time in their life, one of the forming years of their life. And look what it did. David certainly progressed to be a tremendous coach, an assistant coach, and Nestor Capello, Charlie Mitchell, all the guys that they wore the Lancer uniform. They really, most of them are still involved in soccer. And
these were not fly-by-night individuals. I mean, we don't understand when a person has the passion for the game, or we see it early on. You have to see it over a period of years. And there were so many Lancers who went on to do various things in soccer. I'll leave it at that, whether it's coaching, being a general manager. Maybe there were a couple of trainers out there, Joe, that you might have inspired. But it's amazing. I know some of the players are trying to figure out me because I didn't know very much in the beginning, and I made a career out of it, knock on wood. So it really, looking back at it, putting it into perspective, you really had a lot of passionate soccer people go through that organization, from the players to the staff all the way up to the owners. Now we know how passionate, after all these years, they really were.
Well, it's interesting, something I didn't know, but Mike, I'm sure you knew it because you know everything. A player that played for the Rochester Lancers in 1977, and it's funny because they're having Andrew Hoxie Mustache Day for the Lancers on Sunday against Syracuse. The original mustache for the Rochester Lancers got to be Archer George, Portuguese player who played it for the Portuguese national team, played 1 year for the Lancers. He has gone on to be one of the greatest coaches in European soccer. He's coached the Portuguese national team, the Swiss national team, Paris Saint-Germain, CSKA Moscow. I mean, this is a guy who played right here for the Rochester Lancers. So that's something I didn't even know. And this, a guy of that caliber who's gone on to be a world-class coach, and he's still coaching to this day at age, I think, 68.
Well, here's amazing. Something interesting. I'm sorry, go on.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
This happened, I think, in 1993. I went to the Cup Winners' Cup Final in Wembley. I was there for the FA Cup, and they also had the Cup Winners' Cup Final that year. And I forgot what team was playing, but there was a backup goalkeeper for one of the teams, probably from Yugoslavia at the time, called Ratko Svilar, who played with the Lancers back in 1978. Yep. At the age of 42, he was still playing. And that's just one little example. I don't have his information in front of me, but there are just so many. Someone once told me, turned to me after I met a Lancer at a convention one time, they are everywhere. What is going on? I said, there were quite a few players there, no doubt about it. And like you said, they've gone on to do bigger and better things.
Svilar actually was on the Yugoslavian World Cup roster, I believe, in 1982. So, I mean, this is a world-class keeper. He played 1 year here in Rochester. So, it's these little stories. And, of course, when your book comes out, Michael, we're looking forward to reading it. It's going to be something special for all Rochester fans and North American Soccer League fans. But we'll have to leave it at that. It's been a busy show tonight. Michael, we'll have you back on next Monday for the latest news and notes from U.S. Soccer. And, of course, the national team team will be in action against Chile coming up very soon. So we'll talk about that. Thanks a lot for being with us. That's for sure. Thanks a lot, Michael.
You're welcome.
Good night, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, you can hear Michael and Dick Howard every week on our show talking about U.S. soccer and international soccer. We want to thank our special guests tonight, and there are a number of them. Matt Luzinaris, formerly of the Rochester Miners, again, Everett Austin, the Austin Everett Foundation.org. Or actually, the website is Austin Everett Foundation.org. Look it up and check it out. A great organization helping people with cancer. Gary Ballin from the Rochester Lancers. Lancers, Sunday, 4 p.m. against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Lou Graham will be in the house and he'll be the special honorary captain for the Lancers. 872 kick for tickets. And Aaron Kimi Lyons from the Western New York Flash. Get your season tickets by calling the Rhinos at 454 kick. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. We'll be back next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.